Welcome to the Athena Wellness Podcast, the show that invites you to take a seat around the community fire and listen to stories that inspire. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson, author, coach, and founder of Athena Wellness, a company that's dedicated to supporting you on your journey to live more wholeheartedly. Hello, and welcome to episode 46. Thanks so much for joining me for this shortened Wellness Wednesday episode, a little midweek boost to help keep your warrior vibe high. For those in the Northern Hemisphere, summer is upon us, and I thought we'd try something a little different today. Three recipes that are my favorite treats. They're super easy and super healthy. The first is berry carob ice cream. It has four ingredients and is about 200 calories a serving. The ingredients are a frozen banana, a cup of frozen berries, a tablespoon of carob powder, I use Chatfield's, and a little water to blend the frozen fruit into ice cream consistency. It works best with a high-speed blender, but if you let the frozen ingredients thaw for about 10 minutes, a regular blender is just fine. You can also make it creamier by using a little nut or coconut milk instead of water. Or you can make it sweeter by using coconut water instead of just plain water. And if you're not a carob fan, you can either leave it out, use cocoa, or substitute a little maple syrup. You might also choose to add some toppings, like sliced almonds, chopped walnuts, coconut flakes, goji berries, or cacao nibs. I like to keep bananas and berries in my freezer so they're at the ready. The easiest way to freeze bananas is by peeling fully ripened fruit, cutting them in half, and placing them in freezer-safe containers or bags. For the berries, you can buy them already frozen, or if you have a lot of fresh berries, just wash, pat dry, and place them in a freezer-safe container or bag. The berries and bananas will freeze in a few hours and stay fresh in the freezer for a few months when stored properly. The second recipe is chocolate avocado mousse. You can make a serving in a food processor by mixing half an avocado, a tablespoon of raw cocoa or carob powder, a tablespoon of maple syrup, a teaspoon of vanilla extract, and a splash of coconut milk to blend it all together. Combine the ingredients until you get a mousse consistency. Much like the ice cream, you can add any toppings that you'd like. For mousse that's ready to eat, use refrigerated avocados. Otherwise, you can refrigerate the mousse for about an hour and you'll be good to go. The last recipe is watermelon slush, and it's the easiest of all. Three ingredients, which are 2 cups of frozen watermelon, juice from half of a fresh lime, and a squeeze of agave nectar. Blend it all up with a little ice until it's slushy. When friends come over, this can easily be adapted into a party drink by adding some vodka, guaranteed to get the good times rolling. If you'd like copies of these recipes, I'll put a link to the transcript in the show notes. I hope you enjoy them throughout the summer. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know there are many ways you can spend your time. Thank you for choosing to spend it with me. Until our paths cross again, be kind to yourself and show your warrior spirit some love. If you know anyone who could benefit from today's episode, please pass it on. And many thanks for supporting the show by subscribing and leaving a review. It means a lot, and it helps others find their way to our circle. And if you'd like access to the show notes, have a question you'd like addressed on a future episode, or would like a transcript of this episode, visit www.athenawellness.com/podcast. Until next time, be well.